Well, Callum, thank you very much for giving up some time for me today.
It's a pleasure.
I've been really excited to find out what's been going on since my granddaughter came back full of beans, all about her ride or her gallop on, was it Fernando?
Fernando. She is the horse from England.
Oh, right. Well, that's she's Fernando. Absolutely in love with him. Okay. So, anyway, when did you first come here and open up the stables?
So, we moved here from England in 2006, and with my parents and my brother, and I actually stopped riding as I moved here, and then in 2014, when I decided to set up the stables, that's when we moved back to the area, and I thought because of the lake and the forest and the environment around here, there was nowhere better to set up a stables and to give the horses their best opportunity. And
how old were you at that time?
When I set up, I was 21.
Okay, right. So that's quite a young age to start a business.
Yes, it was good, daunting, and obviously we were just coming out of COVID and everything, so it wasn't really the best time. But I'm very lucky. Both mum and dad have both had their own businesses. So it was they gave me the push and the encouragement that anything's doable if we give it a bit of hope and a bit of work. So.
And there was no problem like with paperwork and things like
I'm
that?
I'm very lucky. Dad has is an old lawyer.
Okay.
So Dad is very good with paperwork. Because,
yeah, keep him in the family.
Yes. So it's very useful having a lawyer on your side.
Absolutely. So how many horses and ponies do you have here at the moment?
So at the moment, with the new mare that's just arrived this week, we've had 22 in total. So a good half of them are mine that are either used in the lessons or that I compete at quite a good level now. And then the rest are horses that are here either for work, to be ridden by me, or owners that have given here to be looked after and cared for by me.
Do you use the ones that you're looking after, as opposed to the ones that are actually yours? Do you use those when you go, people go on riding? Or
some of them, yeah. If the owner's happy for them to be ridden and worked a bit more, if they're working or in school or different things, that then yes, I tend to use them as well. Mm. But then mostly the horses that are used in lessons and in hacking are mine. Because the advantage, I know them
well,
off by heart.
Say, you, so you would know their temperament.
I know their temperament, so I know who will be scared of what.
Now, just a quick thought here is, considering that there are quite a few equestrian centres in the Brittany is very, very, the children are very into riding, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, definitely.
Particularly the girls, I think.
Yes.
How does it work with them? Do you work together or is it competitive?
I do believe it's important that we all work together because it's obviously, it's quite a sport that is a expensive sport, so if we all try and fight each other, I think it's not helping ourselves to build a community around horse riding. So I do work very closely with Gerlo Godin at Kurgerist, because Anselin is also my coach, who trains me, to especially in dressage. And then I've worked and ridden for over 10 years at Pont d'Equitation on the road to Malgenec, between Pontivy and Malgenec. So them two stables I'm quite close to. And then I do believe with all the other stables in the area, we all have our different ways, our different points of view, our different ways of riding and different events we compete in. So it's always an aim to each body does their own thing and slightly teaches differently. So I'm always known for having quite fiery horses and building confidence. And so that's people come to me when they lack a bit of confidence, and then it's different people do different things, I suppose. It's
Well, that's good, because everybody, I mean, it's a thing with animals and people, is that a horse gets ridden by lots of people, some who maybe are not very good with them, you know,
yes.
That pull on their bit too much or just, you know, and the horse seems to know that. So it's although a short ride, it's a bonding experience too.
Yes, definitely. It's a team sport. I always say it's the only Olympic sport, definitely, that is a individual sport that is played in a team. We have to make a pair, and I take riders all the way to national level in mainly show drumming, but eventing as well. And it definitely, you have to, we build a bond and we build a team of rider and horse from the beginning of September. And then we take that team all the way through, and then the final objective of the season is the national championships. That's 10 days at La Meute-Beuvron, that is the other side of Orleans.
Oh, wow.
So we take, the aim this year, we'll be taking 12 horses to there, so it's obviously a lot of, we have to take the food, the water, the hay for 10 horses and for obviously 10 riders that go with it.
Yeah.
So
so the riders don't sleep in the horse box with them, do they?
We have tents. As we get there, all the horses have stables, and we all sleep in tents in a big group.
They have the luxury end of it, then.
Yes, the horses definitely, as I always say, the horses have the best bit, obviously.
Of course.
Because they're the true athletes of the team.
Yeah, and they're groomed and fed, and the rest of you have to just make do.
Yes, basically, yes.
Particularly if it starts raining.
Yes, especially as where it is either over 40 degrees heat or absolutely raining for the week, so no middle ground in the weather.
No. Well, that's France for you in a way,
yes,
isn't it? So how do you match a horse to a rider, or, you know, maybe one-off ride?
So it's much harder when it's an one-off ride, because obviously I don't know the ability or the character of that person, who can be quite hot or calm. So that is more difficult. But then I rely on the knowledge of my horses, and the few horses I have that I know are absolute angels, and they're not going to move, and they don't care about if a tractor drives past them or cyclists. So I know that they can go out on the hacks and they're not going to move. And then obviously for the riders that are more competitive and more team, then it's learning about the good points and the bad points of the rider, and the same with the horse, and it's building a bondship. And I do believe that you can have on paper the best team in the world, if there isn't that extra little feeling, that in emotion or something that bonds them together, it cannot work. And I have a very good rider and horse that have been with me for 2 years now, and they're aiming now for this year the highest level at club level, and on paper they shouldn't work, but she loves him, and I think the horse truly loves her, and there's some magical bond that sometimes just works above everything else.
Exactly, it is a sort of a soulmate.
Yes, definitely.
Each other.
Yes, completely.
So sometimes you have a feisty rider and a feisty little horse, and they say, yeah, okay, we'll be quite good, but we will have a bit of fun too.
Yes, definitely.
Because I know back in the day when I went to go riding every week at a stables, and I was always given the same pony. I remember it now, called Flicker. And she was quite a frolicky little Flicker. And so we always had to groom them and then feed them a bit. So we built up.
Yes, it's definitely, you can tell the riders that take the time at building that bond and come and look after them and let them eat grass and just spend time with them. Definitely then bonds do work more. And then it is there's horses for courses, as we always like to say. Yeah. It is definitely each horse has their little attitude, and each rider's the same, and then it is just finding that the bonds that match. And
fantastic. I think it's a very long-lasting, very special relationship too, isn't it? I mean, all girls, little girls, fall in love with a horse at some point.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I mean, I'm quite happy this year. I've got two boys as well. I've got two boys that ride this year, and obviously me as the coach.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely more. I think whether the girls have a more of a bond with the horses or not, but there's definitely more girls in the sport than boys, sadly.
Well, I notice that where I am when I'm out walking, because we've got the old railway track that runs from Saint-Milgrand to Carré, and there's always horse riders, and I would say 75-80% are girls.
Yes, definitely.
The boys are kicking a football round, didn't they?
Yes, sadly, yes. Yes, as I never could stand football, so I was put on a horse at such a very young age by granddad. So,
yeah,
even though granddad was very football, loved Manchester United and Liverpool. So, but no, I definitely got the horsey bug than the football bug.
That, well, I think that's the way to start. Is when you are so little, you have no fear.
Yes, definitely.
And then you just automatically grow as you grow. You sort of adapt to.
Yes, definitely, and especially as it's a technical sport. It's not very physical. It's more technical, and your brain works as much as your body. So it's definitely something that you learn, and you can tell it at the Olympics. The riders are the oldest Olympians at the Olympics are horse riders, and it's because it takes over 30, 40 years to build up the knowledge and the expertise to be able to ride. Mm. So definitely the earlier you start, the easier it is to...
And the more you can almost, in a way, say, relax into it.
Yes,
rather
definitely.
Than be tense, because I think an animal sense...
Yes,
tense.
there is definitely a language that isn't spoken between horse and rider, that they can feel what we feel without us having to talk. And it's something special with a horse. You have that... They'll know what you're thinking without you having to say it. As with another human, we have to... Oh, I'm a bit worried, or a bit scared, or I'm happy. And I think with a horse, they know what we feel before sometimes even we know what we feel.
They're very clever.
Yes, extremely.
More clever than many humans.
Yes, definitely.
So are you open all the year round, and what is the busiest time?
We open all year round. The competition season goes, so we compete from... We're at Pontivy this weekend competing. I'm taking 8 horses to Pontivy competing. And then we run until middle of December, and then we still do lessons every week, but the competition season is quieter down until beginning of March, and then that will run all the way up to nationals, that is the last 10 days of July. And then I hack out all year round if people... Really? I mean, I've taken hacks, holiday people out on hacks in the week of Christmas.
So no holiday for you?
No, my holidays have been... the first year I opened, I went skiing as a new experience that I absolutely adored. Obviously, the adrenaline of skiing met with the horse riding definitely suited me. But no, I think I'm very lucky. It's a job that I maybe don't make a lot of money because it's a lot of hard work and stuff. But I think I'm very lucky to do a job that isn't really work, as I enjoy what I do, and spending time with the horses when I'm on my own on an evening riding is a holiday. Yeah. So I've been open now 3.5 years. In 1st of January will be 4 years, and not really wanted to go on holiday. No.
I think, if you can wake up in the morning and get up and know that you're going to really enjoy what you're doing all day long.
Yes, definitely.
And then in the end, the money sort of side of it can slip yes. away. Because, I mean, there's certain things, yes, you obviously one needs money for basic.
Yes,
but
definitely.
But then you can manage without so much, I think, too.
Yes. And
you love what you're doing.
Yes, I think definitely the money is I wouldn't say side effect, but obviously, like you say, we need it to live on. But it's definitely a less important thing, as long as you're enjoying what you do. And I mean, and the advantage I have obviously here is I can go and ride in the arena when it's the weather's not so bad. But like yesterday was a lovely day, and I went and rode through all the forest because I have access to all of the forest that's owned by the Fortisel. Because my mum was an English guide there, and I went to school with their son. So I have access to all the forest, and spending 2 hours on a horse riding through the forest and just seeing a few wild boar in the 2 hours is definitely relaxing and definitely a holiday for me. So
that's absolutely brilliant. So do you have any other people working with you doing the hacks?
No, all the lessons in the hacks are done by me because I'm a qualified instructor from 6 years ago. I went to La Plage to pass my qualification to be a qualified instructor. And then I have, obviously, my riders, when they're here on Wednesdays and Saturdays mainly, they do help a lot. And then Mum and Dad help a lot. Obviously, Dad a lot more with the paperwork because that's the less interesting part. That's the moment I probably need a holiday from, is the paperwork. But no, I would say a majority is done by me. And then I have a lot of people. I'm very lucky to have a very good support network and friends around me that help me as much as they can. So
good.
I'm very lucky to have very good friends and family around me.
Well, you sound just so happy, so thrilled with it all. I think that's brilliant.
I opened here 4 years ago on a dream and on a hope of maybe creating something, never realising. I always joked, in 6 months' time, if it doesn't work, I'll go and do something else. And obviously now realise that I turned around, I think in January of this year, that was full three years. And I think Dad said to me, you do realise that's now 3 years you've been saying every 6 months that if it doesn't work out, you'll change. Maybe you might need to actually stick to it now.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, I think time flies.
Time flies, you see, when you're having fun,
yes,
doesn't it?
Definitely. And I think people have realised what we're trying to create here, and we might not have the biggest and the nicest stables, but I think they see the love and the work that goes into it. I think the importance is the horses we have and the care we give to them is, I think, more important than having a fancy indoor
school. Well, I mean, I know it was my granddaughter who came for that hack that time, and she goes to some very, posh stables, probably, outside of Paris, obviously.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely, and also more expensive. And she was absolutely bowled over, as I said, and totally in love with...
I do believe if there's something I've always wanted to do, is to be able to give my passion and my love to horses and try and give that to everybody that comes, and even if it's only for an hour, or sometimes it's just to come and see them. But I work with disabled children, to some people that have of the older age, and my aim is to be able to give everybody that the same the love and the passion that I have for the horses, and to see what they've done for me over the years, and the times when I've not been in a great place and they've helped me out, to be able to transmit that into to other people, I think is incredible what they can do to us.
That's wonderful. Great. Great philosophy to have, Callum, and thank you very much for your time. We'll give your contact details in the links.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.